Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you very much, Bridger Purdy, Time for Love. Oh, I'm just finishing up right now. Thank you, Bridger Purdy, Time for Love. Speaking of Bridger Purdy, she's on the show this night. Hey, Bridget, how are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you?
Good. Oh, exciting stuff. You're in Chicago, left your California nest, and then in Chicago, and you're playing in the blues weekends. All weekend in Chicago and great things. And welcome to the Humagoose Show. So let's hear about the great stuff you got going. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me. You know, it's been such a joy chatting with you over the years because I look back and I think, wow, you really, Tom, you're really documenting my career. And I'm so very appreciative of that, you know. But
that's
I'm
true.
Over here. In, yeah.
That's Still I Rise in 2017, yeah. 18, when that came out, and that's how I got introduced to you. And I remember when you were just like talking about putting the band together and getting that all going too to promote your stuff.
Yeah, everything's all going. I'm out here and I'm very excited. I will be playing the Epiphany this Friday, which is just 1 mile away from the blues, the historical blues blues festival, and it's going to be great. I have Mark Clay, who's Otis Clay's son, on drums, and Coco Taylor's keyboardist with me. So the band is going to be smoking. It's going to be hot. We have some original music, some soul, some blues, and some rock and roll. So we are definitely ready to have a good time.
Yes, 7:30 p.m., 7 and 9 at the Epiphany Center for the Arts in the Sanctuary, which is on 201 South Ashland. It's on Ashland Avenue in Chicago. So,
And you can pick up tickets. You can pick up some tickets. Also, if you can't make it to the event, it also will be live streamed.
I know. That's fabulous that you're going to be able to see, Bridget, all your friends around the world and in California and all around the place can just pay and tune in and watch you live in the video side. That is just amazing besides being there.
And I get to see you. I get to meet you for the first time.
Yes, I am coming down. Yes, I am going to come down for this show. I'm so excited to meet you and watch you perform and, you know, all the things like you were saying. That thank you again for all you've done for myself. Every time I remember, it's probably been 10 shows that we've talked and, you know, off air and everything and through health trials and tribulations and, you know, just being a great friend and to see all the your success too. It's amazing in life. And thank you very much. It's going to be great.
Oh, my pleasure. I feel like we've been traveling down this road a little bit together. So I thank you.
Yeah, it's the collaboration of these times, you know, when you come together with the great artists that I've got to meet and talk to, but then I can present your music. And then, like we were talking off air, you have your own show now that you do in California on the radio. And we can talk about that, what it's like to kind of make sure there's no dead air. And, you know, for my end, it's like I become part of the music now and being such a fan of it.
That's a great point. That's a great point. You become part of the music. You know, I am on KOCI Radio 101.5 FM in California now every Sunday from 1 to 3 and planning my show, putting the right music together, talking to the artists. So now I'm on the side that you're on. We're peers in the radio industry, and that's been great fun. I just interviewed some ladies for my show. My show's entitled Miss Purdy's Traveling Blues, because I get to travel and then I get to meet people and interview them and then play them on my show. along with other amazing artists as well.
Yeah, I had the pleasure to tune into you Sunday. It was awesome. And you were talking about the She-Rocks Award. And you were there. And,
I was at the She-Rocks. And it is put together by Laura Whitmore. It was their 10th year anniversary. The recipient of the Legacy Award was Dionne Warwick. And there were so many phenomenal women on the lineup. Yvette Young, who is a phenomenal young guitarist who does a lot of finger tapping. She was really inspirational. She had mentioned that she was inspired to pick up the guitar during a bout of depression, and I believe she was in the hospital during this time period. And now she is out and touring and playing, and gosh, you got to check her out. Then
yeah.
I spoke to Mindy Abair, who is also in the blues genre. It was a great time to be together after, you know, not being together for so long. And I look forward to that at the Epiphany also, seeing people that I haven't seen in over 2 years. It's a great homecoming and a great welcoming to be with fellow artists and music lovers, and it's something that's definitely been long overdue.
Yeah, and it was great for you in that interview with Mindy that you had, Mindy Abair, on there. You were talking what it was like to hear Dionne Warwick when you were young, and you were recalling when you were 4 and 5, and she was doing the same thing and talking about, you know, how she got started. Myself, I help in the schools and the music classes, not that I'm a musician, or I could tap the beat for the kids, you know, but to watch the kids, and I always think the arts is just – I tell the teachers, what a great gift you have to give to these children, because that's what's going to carry on all through their lives.
Yeah.
And that's what you guys were talking about. So I think that was really neat as a fan to hear that.
Definitely. You know, somewhere somebody has inspired all of us. There was a teacher, there was a mentor, there was somebody that said, hey, you know, you sound really great, or have you thought about this? And that's the whole premise of my first album, Still I Rise, we rise by lifting others up. And that's what I feel that we're called to do and here on this planet.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what comes through in everything you talk about. Like I mentioned to you about your show and your presentation, it's genuine and just like you are all the time. So I'll tell you what, Bridget, let's play Be the Light right now. One of the tunes off of Still I Rise. That was the one I always mentioned to you that I thought was such a positive, Be the Light back in the day. It's like back in the day now, like 3-4 years ago when that came out. So everybody, we'll be right back with Bridget Purdy talking about her fabulous trip coming up to Chicago, playing at the Tiffany Art Center. So we'll be right back. Thank you. Much Bridget Purdy. I don't know why I have static on my show. It just comes with me. But thank you, Bridget. Welcome back.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
Well, you have these two new songs I'd like to chat quickly about. Time for Love.
Okay.
That's the one we first started on. And then last one I want to play before you head out to another interview and many engagements. And I think you're going to be at Buddy Guy's again too this weekend singing.
I'm a special guest with Mike Wheeler on Friday night at Buddy Guy's Legend.
Yeah. So right after our show, then you're going to be heading down and doing the show at Buddy Guy's. So Everybody in the Chicago area, come and check it out and see Bridget Purdy at the Epiphany Center for the Arts. It's at the Sanctuary, which is in one of the top two Buddy Guy places you were mentioning in the area for a show.
It is. Buddy Guy's Legends is one of the top places to come hear blues music here in Chicago. And Buddy is one of the reasons why I sing the blues, because I snuck into a concert when I was, I think I was 18 years old. And I heard Buddy play, and he did that whole wireless trick walking around the audience, and I just was struck. I was so amazed by his playing, his virtuosity, and he's so gifted. There's nobody like Buddy Guy. I still try to, go out and catch him and see him whenever he rolls into town. Hopefully I'll be able to see him this week. Who doesn't love Buddy Guy?
I know. And, I was just thinking of him getting set up for this stuff, looking in his place, but he could just think of that name. He's still rocking and rolling in the 80s. He's just jamming. And what a great gentleman, and what a gift to the arts and blues and life and everything. Buddy Guy, it's still happening, And
he rocks the house, his phrasing, his lyrics, and I just love it. When I play him on the radio, I can't help but singing along with him.
Oh, yes. And he had that Grammy CD just came out like 3 years ago. Blues is Alive and Well, and that was great stuff too. So great time. Congratulations. I'll be seeing you down there. Again, it'll be super.
I wanted
to
tell you that I'm going to have some special guests at the Epiphany also. I'm going to have Derek Prochel, and I'm going to have Dolores Scott. Dolores Scott traveled with Coco Taylor. She came over from Mississippi with her 13 siblings to Chicago during that time frame, where a lot of blues musicians traveled over. And so she will be joining me on stage, and she's definitely a treasure and a must-see. Y'all got to drop by.
Yes, everybody. Thank you kindly, Bridget. Safe travels.
Thank
God
you,
bless.
Tom.
And we will talk to you soon.
To you. I get
Thank
to
you,
see
Tim.
You soon next time. Bye, Tom. Have a great one.
Thank you kindly. Bridget Purdy, rock and roll, blues lady,
Bye.
Extraordinary. Thank you kindly. Bye-bye. Stylin' is the jam. Rock on.
Silence, that's just the way that I feel.
Island. Bridget Purdy. Thank you, Bridget. Thank you for coming on the show and everything. Man, I'm really excited to get out here Friday night, Chicago, and hang with you and see the show, meet all your friends out there and all the Blues, and just a good karma to get out. And God bless you. Thank you, too. I had some crazy health the last 3 years. And, yeah, today is the 7th of June, the 21st of June last year. It was happening. I was having a heart attack, and I had triple bypass. So it's been quite a journey. And I got to tell you, this music show, it's just been kind of hanging on for a long time. I've just been letting it play. I haven't put too much time, especially the interview side of it. I just haven't felt good. It's just been, your heart's working and everything, but a lot of other things got to work too. So I got to appreciate her for kind of getting me going. I know her show was this Friday, and it kind of inspired me to get my butt moving a little bit and get out. And got to get some new clothes once in a while. So go hang out to a nice show with a great lady, and wow, an exclusive event, and coming on my show and all that. And Johnny Bergen, I saw Johnny Saturday night and streamed his amazing show. Dude, it's just the best. It is the blues man. Johnny Bergen is the amazing blues man. It was at a house, like on couches, and I got to stream my show with the nice people at Rockfield Music and Media. Just a nice little thing that John's got set up in Germantown to bring artists in and just play. But so, yeah, I'm just chatting about all this music karma it does for me, too. So that's what drives the spirit in life, and especially all our – oh, my God. We're not even talk about today in the world. We're only going to talk about music and blues. So speaking of that, let's do a little Blues Angel, Bridget Purdy, on the Hoomagoo Blog Talk Radio. I was telling Bridget, it's like my AM radio. They only go out at like 64K, I think, is the bandwidth on the music. So, but that's cool. It's amazing that we can interview, and I can get some callers too. There is a phone guest line. So anybody you'd like to still hear, 563-999-3523. I'm telling you, 563-999-3523. Give me a call. Play some more music from Bridget. So I'll be here for a little bit. Let's do Blues Angel. Peace, baby.
Didn't have a love to share.
It is the Blues Angel off of Still I Rise. That is infuriating. Block Talk, I've had this on my account for, I think, 6 years, the static. I told Block Talk years ago. Oh, my God, so many emails, and it still continues. Oh, well, maybe it's just the love of something. I told you it's AM. It's AM. Who Magoo? By the way, it's Tom Garrett, your host. That's who the Magoo is. Tom Garrett's in the Milwaukee area. So I'll be traveling to Chicago to meet Bridget, watch the show, and rock out. And this one's dedicated to my buddy Andy, Big Cat Andy. He loves Lucille, Don't You Weep, Bridget. Yeah, my friends. I let him know I was trying to get him to come. You never know, Big Cat might show up. But this one's for you, Andy. Lucille, Don't You Weep. Bridget Purdy, thank you. Peace. yeah. Bridget Purdy. Lucille, don't you weep no more. I remember watching. Thank you very much. I remember watching Bridget sing online. She was at a radio station in Memphis, I think it was, during the Blues Challenge, and she sang that tune. My, that was amazing. Into the cell phone. Oh, gosh. Hardly wait for Friday night. Everybody come on out to Chicago. 7:30 sharp. Although that 5 o'clock, you can get into what they call the 5 p.m., the golden hour. So that must be meet and greet and all good stuff. Blues Music Series presented with Bridget Purdy at the Epiphany Center for the Arts, the Sanctuary. It's at 201 South Ashland Avenue in Chicago, Illinois, on the west side, I believe. So stop on down. It's going to be a jam. And I believe I know why Andy told me he can't make. He's got a graduation, so I can understand. Oh, the doorbell. Busy time at the Magoo House. The doorbell, the phone was ringing before, so all right, let's get it to get it understood. Bridget Purdy, off of Still I Rise. Thanks, everybody. What is it? 6:36 Central in the Milwaukee area. Peace, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't care about the time later on. It's a podcast.
Don't call me baby. You ain't my baby. Don't call me baby. Better understand. Don't call me baby. Oh, you ain't my man. Don't want the sugar. You ain't that sweet. You know you never. My feet. Don't work the sugar. Oh, 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 you ain't that sweet. You think you sound like a gentleman, but all you want is a one-night stand. No fine woman gonna fall in your hand. You keep coming back.
Get it understood. Friday night, be there. Bridget Purdy, Epiphany Center. At the Sanctuary, the Epiphany Center for the Arts at the Sanctuary. Ashland Avenue in Chicago, 7:30. Be there. Thank you again, Bridget, for chatting on the show. God bless. Safe travels. Have a great time. See you Friday. And super, super, super stuff. All right. Let's carry on with Still I Rise, the title track. Bridget Purdy. Thanks again, everybody. Happy Tuesday night. Out. Peace. Thank you.
Still.